what's necessary for life. It is now, Malcolm said. But oxygen is actually a metabolic poison. It's a corrosive gas like fluorine, which is used to etch glass. And when oxygen was first produced as a waste product by certain plant cells, say around 3 billion years ago, it created a crisis for all other life on our planet. Those plant cells were polluting the environment with a deadly poison. They were exhaling a lethal gas and building up its concentration. A planet like Venus has less than 1% oxygen. On Earth, the concentration of oxygen was going up rapidly, 5, 10, eventually 21%. Earth had an atmosphere of pure poison, incompatible with life. Hammond looked irritated. So what is your point? That modern pollutants will be incorporated too?
No, Malcolm said. My point is that life on Earth can take care of itself. In the thinking of a human being, 100 years is a long time. 100 years ago, we didn't have cars and airplanes and computers and vaccines. It was a whole different world. But to the Earth, 100 years is nothing. 1,000,000 years is nothing. This planet lives and breathes on a much vaster scale. We can't imagine its slow and powerful rhythms, and we haven't got the humility to try. We have been residents here for the blink of an eye. If we are gone tomorrow, the Earth will not miss us.
And we very well might be gone, Hammond said, huffing.
Yes, Malcolm said, we might.
So what are you saying, we shouldn't care about the environment?
No, of course not.
Then what?
Malcolm coughed and stared into the distance. Let's be clear. The planet is not in jeopardy. We are in jeopardy. We haven't got the power to destroy the planet or to save it. But we might have the power to save ourselves.
Under control. 4 hours had passed. It was afternoon, the sun was falling. The air conditioning was back on in the control room, and the computer was functioning properly. As near as they could determine, out of 24 people on the island, 8 were dead, and 6 more were missing. The visitor center and the safari lodge were both secure, and the northern perimeter seemed to be clear of dinosaurs. They had called authorities in San Jose for help. The Costa Rican National Guard was on its way, as well as an air ambulance to carry Malcolm to a hospital. But over the telephone, the Costa Rican guard had been distinctly cautious. Undoubtedly, calls would go back and forth between San Jose and Washington before help was finally sent to the island. And now it was growing late in the day. If the helicopters did not arrive soon, they would have to wait until morning. In the meantime, there was nothing to do but wait. The ship was returning. The crew had discovered 3 young raptors scampering about in one of the aft holds and had killed the animals. On Isla Nublar, the immediate danger appeared to have passed. Everyone was in either the visitor center or the lodge. Tim had gotten quite good with a computer, and he flashed up a new screen. Total animals, 292. Tyrannosaurs expected, 2. Found, 1. Version 4.1. Myosaurs expected, 22. Found, 20. Version unknown. Stegosaurs expected, 4. Found, 1. Version 3.9. Triceratops expected, 8. Found, 6. Version 3.1. Procompsognathids expected, 65. Found.